The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. March Madness, baby. Haven't had the buzzer beaters, the thrillers, the crazy nonstop action. However, we have definitely had some pretty good basketball being played. And a few shocks and a few things that we did not think would happen. But lacking a little bit of the drama of those buzzer beaters and last second games and a lot of thrillerness, if you ask me. Welcome to my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, man? What do you think? Is March Madness kind of lacking the drama that we normally get or what?
It might be just because of the lack of buzzer beaters, but we've gotten quality basketball. One of the things to take away from Thursday and Friday is those 116 games weren't absolute pastings. You know, we at least got a good half of basketball from a lot of those teams, like South Dakota State taking on Gonzaga. So really quality start to the tournament. Let's hope it keeps up.
Absolutely, man. I agree with you 100%. It's the gap is closing a little bit, but that has to do with the fact that guys are coming out of school so quickly, and some of those mid-majors now can obviously have a chance. But we're just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We're back, everybody.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
All righty, everybody. Roll over Beethoven. I haven't heard that one in a while, but I do enjoy the selection of music that Scott always brings to us here on the program. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, so much going on in the sports world. We all know that. Obviously, we have the Major League Baseball spring training going on right in our backyard. We know about that. Obviously, we have NBA basketball in full throttle. Even though they're not playing the games, football is always happening, too, with what's going on and off the field in the NFL. But mainly our focus, if you ask me, I think is going to be primarily about what's going on with March Madness and what we're seeing on the basketball floor, at least for the college kids. And they're only guaranteed 40 more minutes of play. And I think that that's ultimately something that's pretty cool to watch. When you watch the end of these basketball games, Jeff, and you see kids coming out of the game for their last time, hugging their coaches, and all the emotions that pour out, it really makes you think about how special this moment really is for all these kids.
It's so nice that college basketball has this showcase like they do, where you have, you know, you include 64 teams. No disrespect to the teams that went down on Tuesday and Wednesday, but you have this spectacle where men take the day off work or 2 days off of work to watch those, you know, 10 a.m. games out west on Thursday and Friday. And, you know, I'm a little bit removed from it. You know, this tournament doesn't feature any Sun Devils, no Buckeyes. Kent State went down on Friday night to UCLA, but they played them tough for a while. And it's special to watch these kids from the mid-majors get to take on these national powers like UCLA and like Villanova and like Gonzaga. You know, I mean, I think that we've seen a lot of chalk so far. I think that we've seen the ACC, who a lot of people said might have been the best conference going into this tournament top to bottom, but then you see Virginia lay an egg, and you see Florida State, you know, they're not able to hang with an 11 in the round of 32. You know, congratulations to Xavier. And, of course, you know, the big game, you know, the highlight of the weekend thus far would be Wisconsin taking down Villanova in dramatic fashion. And I'll tell you what, every time that Ethan Happ was on the court, Villanova didn't know what to do. The only reason that game was close was because he had to sit with foul trouble.
Yeah, and then Koenig obviously came up clutch for the Wisconsin Badgers as well. And then Nigel Hayes, I mean, what can you say?
Oh, what a move.
He hasn't had the greatest season either. And ultimately, I think a lot of people lost faith in him. But truth be told, they went out there and they handled their business. They weren't afraid of Villanova. And I think that that's what you're seeing more so than anything is – nobody's afraid of anybody anymore. You know, you used to see those 116s and they were like scared of the guys on the other side. Obviously the number one seed, and I'm talking about the 16 seed, but you don't see that fear in their eyes anymore, Jeff. And I think that that to me is the biggest thing and the biggest difference as to why those games are a little bit more competitive. And, you know, you said that nobody really ran away with them. You know, Kansas and Arizona obviously were the two teams that did go out and handle their business, scoring 100 points in the first round. Arizona had a tougher matchup with St. Mary's, but ultimately their strength pushed through and they were able to get through that one as well. Look, man, at the end of the day, I think all I want to see are competitive, good basketball games. I want to see kids giving effort, and I want to see them just go out there and give it their all. And I haven't been disappointed in that sense, Jeff. Although I am saying lack of buzzer beaters, lack of those thrillers, those last second things that people live for that moment. And, you know, I think if I'm not mistaken, is this like the, what is it, like the 30-year reunion of the shot hit by Christian Laettner? And I think that that's when all the buzzer beater stuff really started happening.
Yeah, I mean, that game at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, I mean, it was only an Elite Eight game. I mean, it wasn't a championship game. It wasn't a Final Four game. But, you know, that really made college basketball what it was. Because, I mean, you think back a little bit further, and this is kind of going into my childhood where there's a little bit of a blur in the memory. But, you know, 85, you know, Georgetown gets upset by Villanova. And, you know, the 80s were the era of the upsets. I think that Villanova kind of belongs in the conversation, obviously beneath the Miracle on Ice. But the excitement for the tournament is based all about buzzer beaters, you know, Barry hitting the shot for Valparaiso, that, you know, that's, you know, a 3-14 game. And I thought that, you know, watching Villanova on Thursday night, you know, watching them play Mount St. Mary's was a, you know, 16 seed. They were small, but, you know, they come out, they go on a 10-2 run, and, you know, Villanova comes out cold shooting. And I'm wondering if, you know, I put it up on the Dorf on Sports Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Dorf on Sports. That, you know, it's just so hard to repeat as champions in any sport at any level because, you know, you got the target on your back, but you also, you are that team that doesn't have quite the hunger. You know what it tastes like, so it's not the great unknown anymore. And I'm wondering if Villanova came out and played a little bit of uninspired ball. Not take anything away from Wisconsin. I think that they went out there and they won that game on Saturday. But is the thirst a little bit less, no matter how much talent you have, if you already have that trophy in your back pocket?
You know, I think it's more along these lines, personally. I think you want to play the big dogs, those number one seeds, early in a tournament. Because truth be told, I think they're a little more vulnerable early in the tournament versus the round of Sweet 16 or Elite Eight or the Final Four, because then your mind and your focus has definitely gotten to the place where it's supposed to be. So if I'm an underdog team like a Wisconsin or someone else that's an 8-9 spot that feels that they should have been higher placed as far as seeding goes, truth be told, man, I'm chomping at the bit when I get to play a higher seed earlier in the tournament, because I think it takes those higher seeds a little bit more time to really ease into things and get themselves into that focus, because the level of play that they have to take on right away isn't going to be that of an 8-9 matchup where Wisconsin played Virginia Tech right away and they're very similar teams. And that was a gritty, gutty type basketball game that both teams were given everything that they had. So I actually look at it a completely different way. If I'm an underdog team, I want those big dogs earlier in the tournament because I think they're more susceptible to losing early in a tournament versus later in a tournament, Jeff.
Right. And you know, I saw some of your posts on social media on Thursday and Friday, and you were a little underwhelmed with some of these higher seeds. You know, I think that, Notre Dame got away with it on Thursday. Yep. You know, and they didn't get away with it on Saturday. I think that West Virginia was clearly the better squad, and it definitely showed in the early game on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I think that you're gonna now you're weeding out the pretenders. You're finding out who those real contenders are, and I agree. You know, a lot of people were high on Notre Dame and thought they could have a big run in this tournament. Obviously, people thought Villanova could have a big run in the tournament. But truth be told, man, you know, they went up against a couple of tough teams, and I don't think they were ready for the challenge, quite honestly, to be honest with you, Jeff. And, you know, a team like Wisconsin, very capable of winning basketball games, seniors on that team. And I think that's another thing that's really important that we haven't really discussed much is the teams that usually go far and deep in this tournament have exceptional guard play, and they probably have a couple or three seniors that they can really go to for baskets at any moment in the game. And that's where you saw Koenig, and that's where you saw Nigel Hayes. Hap, obviously a young guy, but very difficult to handle that kid down low. So it's important to know your guys and know their skill set better than anything. So truth be told, I thought Wisconsin played a really good basketball game, and they played to their strengths, Jeff.
How do you respond to the assertion that maybe they were seeded a little bit too low, that there were a 5 seed playing in an 8 seed role?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say is, you know, I'm not complaining that they had to play Villanova early, because I think Villanova is more susceptible to losing early in a tournament than late in a tournament. So I have no problem with Wisconsin having to play Villanova early. I see we're up against it. I know we got to take a quick break. On the other side, Evan Milstein will join us, so keep it close. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
All All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. March Madness, that's definitely on our minds. But we will talk to you about just about anything that's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Sports Byline USA. And then, Jeff, what is the Dorf on Sports radio handle?
We are at Dorf Show underscore co. That's D-O-R-F-S-H-O-W underscore C-O.
All right, very good. Let's hook up with our next guest on the program, and let's hook up with Evan Milstein. Evan, you got the Dorf man, you got Jeff Rich. Welcome to the program. We appreciate you taking time out with us on a Sunday, man.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Can't complain, man. We're living the dream when you think about it. But, hey, let's get right into this. There's a couple things we want to talk to you about. But first, let's get into this March Madness thing a little bit. And obviously Gonzaga pulling off a victory, which we all are expecting from them. But they do get it done. They're advancing. And this is a number one seed that probably not a lot of people really expected too much from. Because truth be told, I think that their schedule that they play leaves them a little bit in the dust as far as competition goes. However, with that being said, I know they had a couple of tough games throughout the year on neutral floors with U of A and Louisville and got past both of those teams, if I'm not mistaken, throughout the season. But how impressed with you are with Gonzaga and the run that they've had so far and probably can continue to have as well through March Madness?
Well, I like Gonzaga a lot just because of their size and depth, but they are in a very, very tough conference in or tough bracket, and they are going against West Virginia next, and I really like West Virginia, and especially some of the close games they played this year. So I think if they get past West Virginia, they're going to go against a very, very good Arizona squad, and I just don't see them getting past Arizona in a situation like this, especially because Gonzaga kind of plays down to their opponent at the same time. So I just think Arizona might be too much for them.
You know, quite frankly, I think that they were lucky to get past a very emotional Wisconsin squad. You know, congrats to Northwestern squad. You know, congrats to those guys playing in the first tournament in school history. A lot of emotion out there. You know, I think that we saw an actors from a 90s sitcom more than we saw basketball at some points in the game. But, great play. You know, Zach Collins stepping it up. You know, Parnowski wasn't a big part of the game plan, but, the guards, Jordan Matthews and Nigel Williams-Goss, just really took over the games when they needed to. They went into their scoring lull, as Gonzaga tends to do, but they managed to survive it. And, I don't know that they're going to quite get to that final line because of that, because of how tough that bracket that they're in is. But they would certainly show up in Glendale, Arizona, if they got on one of those final four lines.
That's right. But another thing you have to look at about that game is Gonzaga gave up 53 second half points. So I completely see where they're a very emotional Northwestern team. But, Gonzaga, they play to opponents, and that's just their style.
That's pretty true. I kind of agree with you on it here, but giving Northwestern a little bit of credit in the sense of they've never been here before, and then they obviously came out of the gate a little bit slow and recovered very well in the second half. And, I think that's also part of what makes teams good is the second half adjustments. We see it so often on the football field, but got to give guys credit in NCAA basketball as well for being able to make adjustments at halftime. You looked at what U of A was doing. They were struggling against St. Mary's, and I'll be honest, I thought St. Mary's should have been up obviously a lot more than they were at the halftime. But with that being said, Sean Miller has those guys ready to go for a second half. They changed their game plan quite a bit. They slow St. Mary's down, and they made good second half adjustments. And I think that that's pretty important as well when you think about some of the great coaching that we're seeing. These guys that win in advance make great second half adjustments, obviously if they need them, but even when they don't need them, they're doing something very well to keep those guys going. And, Xavier got out of the gate and they just played really well and really never had to look back. But I look at those teams that have to make halftime adjustments, and then they go out there and they play a great second half, like an Arizona, like a Kansas, like those teams that you kind of expect. But Sean Miller, I think, does a great job, and Arizona is a very good basketball team. They can win ugly, and they can win pretty. They can score a lot of points. They don't have to score a lot of points. They can play defense. I think they have a perfect recipe for how to succeed in the tournament this season, personally.
I agree, and the scary part is they're a very, very young team, and they're just going to get better with recruits.
Yeah.
So they're going to be here for a long time.
Is there a team that you like based on what you've seen over the first 3 days of the tournament that you feel is definitely one of those teams that's going to be playing on April 3rd?
Well, initially, I looked at the Big Ten and I was saying, oh, wow, you know, the Big Ten might not show up this year. But I was wrong. You know, the Big Ten definitely stepped up in a year where I wasn't expecting it. You know, I like Michigan State and their win over Miami. That was big. Purdue held off Iowa State, even though Iowa State came back. But I think the most impressed with the Big Ten, I mean, all the talk has been with ACC, you know, Pac-12 teams, you know, just powerhouse teams. And now you come into this tournament and Big Ten teams are actually really pulling through. And even with Northwestern, you know, there's just teams that, you know, had a decent year, whatever, got into the tournament. But those are really standing out to me.
With that being said, you could have Pac-12 teams, USC, Arizona, Oregon, that all can make the Sweet 16, and UCLA, obviously, as well. So I'd actually say the Pac-12 is representing pretty well if they get four teams to the Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've watched a lot of Pac-12 basketball this season, just between Arizona State Athletics and other teams that they have played. And I just think the Big Ten is the most surprising team, the most surprising conference. But Pac-12-wise, I mean, they're just a very, very strong conference. Even for USC to get into the tournament and to win their first game, you know, that's something that the Pac-12 really needed. I mean, there hasn't been a Pac-12 team to win the tournament in over 20 years, and the last one was UCLA. So with this much Pac-12 power, you know, it's something different that they're seeing. And there's still a good UNC team, Kentucky, you know, obviously the powerhouses. But if a couple teams can get to that Sweet 16 from the Pac-12, there's definitely an argument there.
We're talking to Evan Milstein from Cronkite Sports at Arizona State University. And, you know, it's been a great run for the 11 seeds this year. You know, look at Rhode Island, you know, Xavier, USC. I think they're seeded a little bit low, and they've been an impressive impressive team late in the season. So, you know, that's probably the double-digit seed that I could see possibly getting into the Sweet 16 this year.
Yeah, absolutely. The Pac-12 needs it. They need it for just every sport. You know, they need to be represented in some way, shape, or form.
Hey, Evan, you know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Major League Baseball and spring training here in Arizona. You know, we have about half of the league out here, and I know that you got out and saw a couple of the parks. You know, give us, you know, we got about 90 seconds here. If you could give us, you know, just kind of a reset on what you see as someone that lives here in the Valley of the Sun and what these parks have to offer.
Well, spring training right now is honestly one of the best times of the year in the Valley. I've been over to Sloan Park, home of the Cubs, Goodyear, home of the Indians. Those ballparks I've really covered mostly over this spring so far. And I've also been to Tempe Diablo. And really, there's just a different vibe here. You know, you have two teams that just came off a World Series, so everyone's expectations are very, very high. Cubs spring training sold out. So it's just a time where people are coming out here. I've talked to a lot of people back from the Midwest that have came out here to see these teams, and it brings in a lot of attraction and lots of good weather and good hopes for all the teams. And everyone's on the reset button. Everyone's in the same position right now, enjoying their teams, you know. But the World Baseball Classic did take a hit on it, in my opinion.
What do you think about the World Baseball Classic when you actually put it all together, the run that Israel had, and just put that in perspective for us?
I love the World Baseball Classic is great for for fans and different types of fans, but spring training focus-wise, you got people coming out here going to the ballparks, and for Indians' perspective, you go out to the Indians game, you don't have Francisco Lindor, you don't have Andrew Miller, you don't have Roberto Perez. You know, those are big guys that people want to see. And you go across the ballparks, and you have people coming in really just trying to enjoy the game and see their guys up close and really just in an intimate setting. And, you know, you have a lot of guys that are gone, like even just between the United States, Dominican Republic. So I really like the tournament. The timing-wise, you would never do it at another time, but the timing-wise, to pull people from spring training and away from their teams, I think it's difficult for fans and for the players, to be honest.
Very good stuff, Evan. Appreciate you taking time out with us, and we'll have to catch up with you down the road, partner.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Evan Milstein from the Cronkite School, Cronkite Sports, and joining us here on the program. So good stuff from him. I kind of want to get more into it with him, to be honest with you, and talk to him a little bit more about the ballparks, but we'll have to do that another time. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Ace Buy 2 Get 1 Free paint sale. Now through Monday only. Buy 2 gallons of our top paint brands, Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Royal, and get the third gallon free. That's right, buy 2 gallons, get 1 free. You know what else is free? The help. Because the paint experts at your local Ace will take the time to make sure you get everything you need in one trip. Brushes, rollers, tape, everything. Only at Ace. Offer valid through March 20th. Prices may vary. Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. See participating store for details.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just got done with Evan Milstein from the Cronkite Sports here at ASU, which is where we live, the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. Both of us We want thoughts. We want opinions. We want to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then, Jeff, the show Twitter handle is what?
It is at DorfShow_co. And you can also get our website, DorfShow.co or DorfOnSportsRadio.com.
Yeah, and we have all kinds of interesting stuff there. We're putting up shows. We're getting more content. So keep checking it out as the days go by, because we are definitely adding to that daily. You do want to check it out for sure. Let's get into something that we haven't been talking much about really all season long when I think about it. And the season, as you and I were just looking during the break, has just kind of cruised right past us. And that we're talking about would be the NBA basketball season has just flown by. I mean, you're looking at teams that have played anywhere between 68 and like 71 basketball games, I believe. So that would mean we are just about the end of the season. If I'm not mistaken, I believe the playoffs start April 15th. So yeah, we are coming very fast upon the NBA playoffs to hit us in the face. And there's some interesting stuff when you think about it. The Milwaukee Bucks have catapulted themselves since the All-Star break to the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference. And the only reason I bring this up is because they're one of the hottest teams in the NBA. If I'm not mistaken, at least up to the other day, San Antonio had the best record, and then Milwaukee had the second best record since the All-Star break. And a lot of that, to me, has to do with Chris Middleton being back in the lineup, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so happy for the Eastern Conference playoffs. You know, we have an expected result. You know, Boston could come on strong. You never know. You know, they might be able to hang with Cleveland. But we've got Washington, and we've got Milwaukee in the playoffs. These are the teams that I believe have underachieved so much in the East over the last couple of seasons to have missed the playoffs the way that they have. It's going to be good to see them playing in late April and, you know, maybe making some noise in the East, maybe giving Cleveland a little bit of a scare if they don't, you know, shock the world and upset the Cavaliers, who, man, they're not the same team. They are not even playing the same sport when they don't have their big three on the floor. And, you know, I know that you've put your thoughts out there about resting players, but 108-78 against the Clippers on national TV, people at ABC, you know, can't be happy. David Griffin said that someone from Adam Silver's office said they were not very happy with the way the Cavaliers handled it. We had a dud a couple of weeks ago with the Warriors and the Spurs with nobody on the floor. Man, you know, the NBA is a great product when it's at its best, but when it doesn't put in the effort and when it mails it in, like, you know, like these teams have, resting their players, and it's their right, but man, it doesn't make for a great product at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame. At the end of the day, man, it's a shame because the fans are paying really good money to go watch the superstars. They don't want to see the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th men off the bench. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. And when, you know, I've said it before that if you are going to do this type of thing, then you are somewhat cheating the game, and you are somewhat cheating the fans, and you are somewhat cheating yourself. On the other hand, I do understand guys like LeBron and the mileage that he's put on his body and the extra games that he has to play come playoff time, that you want this guy well rested and whatnot. So I guess I kind of have a much different way to go about this than the way that Popovich goes about it, the way that Tyronn Lue has been going about it, and these guys that rest these big dogs. Maybe just play them less minutes, you know, start them, get them their normal, like, start, and then based on what happens in the game, then maybe make your adjustment or your game plan as to how you're going to go and play this guy. But truth be told, the fans are the big losers, Jeff, and it's a shame because they're paying a lot of money to see the superstars, and when they don't see those superstars and they see them sitting in street clothes for no other reason than they just need rest, that doesn't sit well with people. I'm sorry.
And it's not going to, and we need to stop pretending, you know, we as the collective fans of sport, we need to stop pretending that anything is about the fans. You know, if they can make their money without, you know, you know, there was that story when the Warriors and Spurs were playing a couple weeks ago where this, this Mexican girl, Mexican national girl living in Mexico wanted to see Steph Curry play. You know, San Antonio is close to the border there. They bought the tickets in September. They paid like $400 a seat to sit, pretty close to the floor to see Steph Curry take on one of the best teams in the league. It was, in September, you would have looked at a March Spurs Warriors game as a marquee ticket. So they pay like $1,200 for mom, dad, and daughter to go to this game to see, the Pips. It's not fair, but there's no perfect world to live in. And, you've got to respect these guys, MO when they're running their business to have their best commodities at crunch time.
Yeah. I mean, bottom line is, again, it's a shame that they don't want to go out there and compete. And you know what, if Barkley were to come out and say, hey, you don't want to compete on this level, you know what, he might actually have me have his back, because I don't think that Barkley, I don't think that Dr. J, I don't think that Marcus Johnson, I don't think that Sidney Moncrief, I don't think that a bunch of those guys from back in the 80s, Magic Johnson, you name it, man, I the list can go on. They never took days off, man. I'm sorry. I don't ever recall superstars taking days off back in the day. So there's something that has definitely changed in the world in general when you think about everything that's going on and how people accomplish things these days, and the fact that we settle for mediocrity in every situation. There's something going on different in the world today, Jeff. I think the hard work that people put in, it's kind of become a lost or forgotten art, and people just want to get there the easy way. I'm sorry, but that's really how I feel.
Yeah, well, you know what? You appreciate it more when you see it. You know, I was having a conversation with a business colleague of mine that's, probably in his lower 20s about, there's a stigma with the millennials. And a lot of them are buried in their iPads and absorbed with themselves. You know, there's that line, I think it's from Patton Oswalt, about how there's never been a generation less accomplished and more documented than this generation. And, we have all the social media feeds set up for the show, but, some people just have to learn to be here, be where you're at, and stop, obsessing over the video games and the social media, and get out there and put in the work and don't feel entitled. And, there is a segment of young America that goes out there and gets it, and they understand that they have to fight the stigma. And I think that, you're going to see the elite shine through amongst a big puddle of, quite frankly, sloth and laziness that is the reputation of younger America. But you're going to see the elite shine through, and you're going to see the best athletes of all time. LeBron, hasn't made people forget about Jordan, but he's the next man up. And, there's going to be a next man up, and there's going to be a next man up in every sport. There's going to be another Serena Williams someday. There's going to be another Tiger Woods. There's going to be another Michael Jordan. Not carbon copies, but there will be greatness going forward. And I think the level of competition only gets better because, when you focus on the pool as a whole, you don't see it right. You have to look at the top, because only the top percentage, it's something like 2.2% of high school athletes reach the professional level. I think it's going to, I'm inspired, and I think that we're going to see great things in the future.
You just hit a nerve with me, and something that I think needs to be thrown out there and for people to understand a little bit better. We're talking about greatness, and we're talking about all these things. I think greatness never takes time off either. I think greatness is one of those things that you only achieve because you want it so bad. And where I'm going with this is, I remember watching Michael Jordan play against Utah when the guy could barely stand up because he was so sick and he had a huge temperature. But the bottom line is, he was out there and he gave it his all for his team. I would have to say, seriously, I think if today's athlete has a freaking broken nail, they think about a way not to play. And to me, that is shying away from greatness. Michael Jordan was absolutely the definition of greatness because he played hurt, he played sick, he played under the weather, he played however you want to put it, man. But all he ever did was give his best every single time he got out on a floor. And again, I don't ever remember him or any of those other past greats taking a day off because they needed rest. I'm sorry, man. That doesn't sit well with me at all.
And it shouldn't. You know, Mark Price played with plantar fasciitis, which is like one of the most painful foot, you know, syndromes to deal with, right there with turf toe. And he played through it. And he probably played a shorter career because he didn't take those nights off. So I definitely appreciate where you're coming from. I just don't know that it's, you know, I don't know that there's going to be anything done about it. So it might be one of those things that I want to move on from quickly.
Do I have a point, though? Let me ask you that. Do I have a point? Am I right? Did Bird never take a day off? Did Magic never take a day off? I mean, do you ever remember these guys not playing because they needed to rest? Seriously, do you?
Well, you know, they all had their injury bugs, and I think that maybe injuries could have been invented. I you know, I don't want to put the past on a pedestal. And I bet you, you know, I bet you if we look through it, you'll find a lot of 60 and sub 60 game seasons from Larry Bird because he sat out with back problems. So I don't know that I want to quite, you know, deitize the legends of the past. They were great and they looked like they put in every night, and, you know, and it's like Kareem said in Airplane, you know, you try going 48 minutes a night with Lanier and Walton, you know, I mean, you know, yes, they were gritty, they were tough, and there is a little bit of an edge taken off of today's athletes. So I can see the point to you, man.
Let me ask you this. Golden State has been somewhat cruising, let's be honest. Obviously, Durant not in the lineup. Things have gotten a little bit different. Are they in any sort of trouble, do you think, coming into the playoffs? San Antonio right behind them. The Rockets have kind of fallen off a little bit here. But truth be told, San Antonio and Golden State are very close. But Golden State obviously has a little bit of an advantage. But are they in any trouble, in your humble opinion?
No. I think that they're just learning to play without, you know, they're learning to do what they've done the last, you know, three seasons. That's to play without Kevin Durant on the floor. I think it's better for their chemistry. I think they end up moving on from Durant before he spends too much time there, to be quite honest with you. I think that they might be a better team without him.
Wow, that's interesting, man. I mean, bottom line is you got four great players in that starting lineup. We all know it. And then the bench, it's gotten a little bit better throughout the season. But I don't know, man. I think there's something that they're missing this year. I don't know what it is. And maybe it's just the length of the season kind of getting to them. But, you know, last year, without KD, like you're saying, they were a team that won a bunch of games, and this year they're somewhat ordinary, if you ask me. I hate to say it, they're somewhat ordinary. So we'll see how it all plays out. The Golden State Warriors are still atop the Western Conference, and the Cavs are still atop the Eastern Conference, but there's some people that are knocking on that door. The Boston Celtics are hungry, and like you said, the Wizards are hungry. Toronto may be on the outside looking in because they're a little bit injured, but truth be told, I think we're going to have some real competitive stuff coming playoff time. And like I said, April 15th is when the NBA playoffs get started. So keep it close. We'll be right back to wrap up this hour. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Storefront Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And I know, baby, just how you
use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Evan Milstein for joining us. Cronkite Sports here at ASU, Arizona State University. We'll hook up with him here and there, I would have to think. Good info from him. By the way, we are always live every Sunday, 11 to 1 Eastern Time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here every Sunday for your listening pleasure. And then I do believe that we will rebroadcast on Mondays at 8 a.m. So definitely check out the show live on Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jeff, good hour, man. I'm looking forward to one more hour with you here on Sunday, man.
Yeah, it went by in a breeze. We didn't even talk NFL. You know, how crazy is it for us to go 60 minutes without bringing up the gridiron?
Yeah, I agree with you, man. We may have to just kind of get into some of that stuff on the other side as well. So a lot going on in the sports world. March Madness is obviously huge on our minds. We are definitely talking about that. So we want thoughts. We want opinions. Want to know who you think could go all the way. And if your team is out, how upset are you? But truth be told, a lot of things going on in the sports world. We want to talk to you about them right here on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So keep it close. One more hour coming up on the other side.